a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
The South Dakota Senate Transportation Committee will now come to order. If you have your cell phones, please put them on vibrate or turn them off as a courtesy to our witnesses, the audience, and the committee. At this point, I'm going to ask the secretary to call the roll.
Senators Cutler, Hansen,
here.
Krebs,
here.
Maher,
here.
Hunstad, Grizzly,
here.
Valley,
here. We have a quorum this morning. The chair would entertain a motion on the minutes as they appear in your black books.
I would move that we approve the
minutes. And it's been moved by Senator Hansen, seconded by Senator Krebs, that we approve the minutes as written. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are approved as read. On behalf of the chair, I want to welcome everyone here and those of you that are on the internet. We have a couple pages with us here, and I'm just going to ask them to step up to the nearest mic here and tell us who you are and what your future plans are.
I'm Nick Reagan from from Rapid City, and I plan on going to college next year.
Okay.
I'm Walker Iverson from Murdo, and I'm going to go to USD next year to study theater.
Ah, thank you. If anyone does have handouts, please give them to the pages to hand out behind the stand up here. If you're going to testify, please sign in at the podium up front. And at this point, I'm just going to make a couple announcements. One is that we will not have a meeting on Friday, but we will have one on Monday. And Monday's meeting will be mainly to review the roads and other infrastructure in the northwest part of the state. As you all know, there's oil been discovered on the north side of our border up there, and North Dakota has had a lot of road issues and infrastructure issues, and just thought it might be good, since we have an extra day, just to give a quick review of our road situation out there. We can superimpose maps of where there's been oil drillings and the county and township roads in that neck of the woods. So that's what we're going to do on Monday. And at this point, I have another bill that I have to work on. So going to turn the gavel over to the vice chair, and he will then take over and take care of proponents, opponents, and how we're going to take action on the bill.
We are ready to move to the...
Yeah.
Yep. we will ask for the sponsor from House Bill 1122. Good morning, Representative Sigstad.
Good morning. Is this on, or do I...
I have to
talk. Okay. Good morning, Mr. Vice Chair and members of the committee. I'm David Sigstad, District 1 representative. This morning I have before you House Bill 1122, and basically what 1122 is just a clarification of a statute, 31183. I'm told that this statute was adopted prior to 1939. And what this bill does is mainly clarify who has jurisdiction of each road. I'm also a township supervisor, and I was sort of made aware of this when we did vacate a road in our township, and it worked out real well because the township person come in and bought this property, and it was sort of a private road now because of all the water we have up in our area. So there was really no outlet, and it really did save us from maintaining the road. So when we vacated, that was his responsibility. So basically what 1122 does, and in the new language is added on line 11 and 12, it says that also a board of supervisors may not vacate or change any portion of the county highway system, nor may a board of county commissioners vacate or change any portion of the township road system. And as you realize, we can have that in a county. You might have state, federal, township roads, and likewise in a township. And this clarifies that each township take care of their roads or has say over their roads, county has say over their roads. It's basically what it does. So with that, I realize there is another bill, a Senate bill, that contains some of the same language. And so I ask you to consider this, and then we'll handle that. That is going to be on the House floor today. So with that, how do I say it? I want a favorable opinion on House Bill 1122. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Representative Sagstedt. Further proponents of 1122? Further proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. I'm Dick Howard with the South Dakota Association of Towns and Townships. I rise in support of House Bill 1122, and I appreciate Representative Sigstad bringing this bill forward. As he testified, it came to his attention that this old law was not real clear on jurisdiction for authority to vacate roads within counties or within townships. So this clarifies that. And as he mentioned, there is another bill, Senate Bill 22, that came through your committee back on January 30th, where this exact language was added to the Senate Bill 22. Was a bill brought forward by the Commissioner of School and Public Lands dealing with vacating roads that leads to public lands. And so this exact language was amended on to 22, and at Senator or Representative Sigstad, the issue came up to him, so he went to LRC to ask him to draft a bill that would accomplish this, and the LRC staff used the exact same language that was used for the amendments for 22. So the two bills have the precise language in it, and as Representative Sigstad mentioned, Senate Bill 22 will be on the House floor this afternoon, but in case something would happen to that, we would ask you to support 1122 and hold it here until Senate Bill 22 is passed. So if there's any questions, I'll stand by to answer.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Howard. Further proponents of 1122, Senate Bill or House Bill 1122. Seeing no further proponents, are there any opponents of House Bill 1122? Seeing no opponents, we will close and open it to questions and discussion, or questions, I guess, right now. Any questions? Seeing no questions, we are to hold this bill. Do you want to proceed with any discussion of the bill, or is anyone wish to speak on the bill? Or quiet group this morning. Well, if yes, Senator Hansen.
You say we have some direction that we're supposed to delay action on this, or would there be some wisdom in going ahead and passing the bill, and then we could table it any place along the line if it's no longer needed.
It's my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, that we were just to defer action on this, hold it till Monday, and see what happens over in the House with that bill. Is that correct, Mr. Howard?
Mr. Chairman and Senator Hansen. Yeah, in discussions with Chairman Valley yesterday, he agreed that probably the best way to handle it would be just to hold it here until your meeting on Monday. And if 1122 goes through, if Senate Bill 22 goes through today, there'll be no need for 1122, so you could dispose of it on Monday.
Okay. So we will take action on House Bill 1122 on Monday, one way or the other,
yeah.
Correct? Okay. Thank you. Well, I guess that's all the business we have for this morning. Is there any other discussions for the good of the committee? If not, would entertain a motion to... Motion's been made and second to adjourn. Senator Hansen. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you.